It's 88.5 KCSN. Jeff Penfield joining you here. Hopefully you're having a good day so far. I'm joined right now in studio by Martin Courtney. You may know him a little bit better from his time with real estate, but decided to go out and do a solo project this time around. It's a new album called Many Moons, and he starts his tour tonight. He's going to be at the Echo. So thank you so much for joining us today, Martin.
Thank you for having us.
Now, what kind of led you to go down the solo album route? Like, I've been looking around, and it almost seems like it just kind of happened where you were doing these recordings, and all of a sudden, first it was an EP, and then all of a sudden it was an album.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. Jarvis and I, Jarvis is playing bass, and he was producing what was originally, I guess, a single or just a couple songs. It didn't really have we didn't really have an intention to do anything necessarily with what we were doing, except maybe put out a single, and it kind of just snowballed, I guess. We just kept working on songs between our other band's commitments, different tours and stuff.
And about how long was that? How many years did that take?
About a year and a half total from the time we started till the time we finished, but it was really sporadic. We weren't recording. We would take, probably sometimes there'd be months in between going into the studio. So I think total, we really probably only spent maybe about a month or something, a month and a half. I don't really know. But yeah, on it.
Well, in a few moments, we'll go a little bit deeper into what the album's all about. But what's the first song you're going to share with us today?
This one's Northern Highway. Thank you.
It's Martin Courtney joining us live here on 88.5 KCSN. Northern Highway was the name of that tune off of his new album, Many Moons. His first solo release, you have probably heard that voice before, sound a little familiar. He was part of Real Estate, and he's going to be playing tonight, starting off his tour at the Echo. So we thank him again for coming on by. And speaking of Real Estate, How is this album going to be a little bit different from Real Estate? Was there some things that you were able to do a little bit differently on this one that you may not have done with the rest of that band?
I think this general songwriting approach was ultimately the same. I think. They're my songs, but I think obviously there's different people playing on the songs, and. Yeah, like I think with Real Estate, there's a little bit more of, there's always a lead guitar part, and there's a certain formula, I guess, that we have as a group. So with this album, I think some of the arrangements were a little bit different than maybe what we would have done with Real Estate. And there's some strings on the record, on my solo record, which we've never done before with Real Estate, and it's a little more acoustic based, like all the rhythm guitar is acoustic. So I don't know, it's just maybe a subtle difference, but it's definitely, we were trying to make it sound different, but there's only so much you can do with, the same person singing on it. But there's some differences for sure that we were consciously trying to make.
And like we discussed with Many Moons, I mean, this was kind of, there didn't seem to be an ultimate goal to create an album. It just kind of built up to an album. Is that very different from what Real Estate does, or is that kind of also similar where it just kind of you work on songs until you have something that feels like, okay, this is something that we can release as a full album?
At this point with Real Estate, it's a little more because we know, that we're making records. We know we're a band, that we've already made a few records, and obviously we know once we start writing again that we're building towards another record. So there's definitely that kind of, it's implied that, the songs we're working on are going to eventually fit together into an album. The first Real Estate record was probably the most similar to this process, where we were just kind of writing songs and eventually we compiled them into an album. So that's kind of what this project was a little bit more like, because we didn't initially set out for it to be a band or like a real full project. Just kind of at a certain point we had enough songs that it kind of became like, why don't we just write a few more and then we'll have a full record kind of thing.
Cool. And in terms of the writing for this, it based on what I saw, it looked like you had, and what I've heard, it just seems like you have a lot of more personal things. It's a little bit more about things going on in your life, obviously, because you are now a father and you're now sort of thinking about your next stage in life. What are some of the themes that you kind of focused on throughout the album, or at least as you went along, just kind of seemed to keep popping up?
I guess initially I actually was maybe trying to make the lyrics a little bit less personal or something. I think initially the first few songs I was maybe trying to write a little bit more of a generic kind of pop style, or to try something different for my own sake. But eventually I think as the project got more serious in my mind, I guess I started writing a little more personally. And fatherhood's in there, and kind of just reflecting. I don't really necessarily think about what themes I'm writing about. I guess at the end of the, once you have a bunch of songs, sometimes a couple themes tend to stick out, just based on the fact that they were all written around the same time and you're going through certain things in your life.
Cool. And who is part of the band today? Who came on out to join you?
We have Doug Keith on lead guitar, Jarvis Tavernier on bass, and Aaron Neveu on drums.
And I know you said Jarvis worked on the album. Did the other guys work on it as well?
Aaron played drums on most of the songs, not all of them, on the record. Doug was not on the record, but he's been playing with us for a few months now, since we started playing these songs live.
Cool. And so tonight is the first night of your tour. So have you done any other dates so far? Is this pretty much the beginning of the big Martin Courtney solo tour?
I mean, it's definitely not a big tour. We're only doing three shows in California, and then we're doing like a little two-week thing on the East Coast and in the Midwest. We did some stuff in New York during CMJ. So back in October, we did a bunch of shows, but they weren't real shows. They were more like little showcases and things.
Right.
And then we did one record release show in November, also in New York. So besides we played a radio session in Philly, and then we did another little kind of warm-up show in New Orleans randomly. But besides that, these are our first shows outside of New York.
Any particular reason why New Orleans, or is that just...
It was just a thing that came up, and we took the gig. So
a little pretty simple like that. What's the next song that you have?
We're gonna play Little Blue.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Martin Courtney performing live in studio. New album is called Many Moons. Tour starts tonight. A little mini tour starts tonight at the Echo. And really, really happy to have him in. And I know I've been kind of harping a little bit on the solo project thing, but you know, I just can imagine that, or I think, you know, a lot of people, when they hear someone has gone solo or is doing their first solo release, kind of the first big question that comes in their head is why. But really, you know, another thing for me is, you know, for you, has there been anything different about going about, you know, being the guy? You know, if they're going to do an interview, obviously, like right now, it's going to be you. And there's, you know, you still have a band to support you. But has there been any kind of differences you've seen or that have kind of affected you going out on your own like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot different. I think the main kind of weirdest thing is when people ask us like what band we're in, and then we have to say it's Martin Courtney, you know, like, and that's a little weird. I'm not used to that one yet.
This guy, he's important.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. So that it's kind of, yeah, it's all a little strange to have it be my name. It wasn't going to be that. It wasn't really going to be put out as like a solo record necessarily, but
Hawthorne.
Yeah. We kind of went through a couple different name ideas, and none of them I didn't really like. It's hard to come up with a band name, so it just kind of made sense to just put it out as a solo record. But yeah, it's definitely a little bit different than being in a band that has a band name, and it's, you know, real estate is like buddies of mine from, you know, high school. So it's just a different vibe. I think, feels a little different for sure.
Yeah. And so at this point, have you kind of, it's almost like you're still not sure if you're okay being this just Martin Courtney, or if you want a band name. I mean, if you went back, would you pick any of those old band names that you had, or are they still terrible in your mind?
I mean, it's not like I don't even know if we had that many. I feel like if we somehow came up with something that sounded really cool, we probably would have done it, gone with that. It does kind of, once you don't have a band name, it really changes the way everything is perceived. So I don't know. I don't know what we, it could, yeah. If we, it would have been a completely different project, I think, or it could have been. Yeah.
And really with real estate, I mean, we've talked a little bit about, you know, how this is different from real estate. At the end of the day, have you had any differences when you go out? Obviously, when you go to the door, you say, I'm with Martin Courtney. But has there been any differences when you're on stage, too, that you're just a person, not a band? Or have you really not played enough shows to really kind of get a feel for that?
Yeah, that's actually something I've been kind of curious about, how these shows are going to go in that regard. Because, yeah, I mean, we've played some shows, but we've really only ever played one show that was our show, where it was, you know, we were headlining.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is the first time we're on tour and people are coming and, you know, paying to come see us play these songs. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. It's Martin Courtney. He's going to be at the Echo tonight, speaking of his shows that are coming up. What's the last song that you have for us today?
This song is called Airport Bar. Once they're made,
please don't go forgetting about me. Don't go forgetting about me. When I was asleep, I thought I had it made. Life in that dream was just what it seemed. If I knew then what I know now, I would not have stayed. Please don't go forgetting about me. Don't go forgetting about me. Don't go forgetting about me. Don't go forgetting about me.
It's Martin Courtney on 88.5 KCSN, live session from him, wrapping it up with Airport Bar. So many great songs on his new album, Many Moons. And then he's going to be playing those songs, headlining tonight at the Echo. No pressure, by the way. You guys are sounding great here in studio. Now, I just have to bring this up, and this is just going to be a little question. You guys were warming up with a little Bowie, Moon Age Daydream, for this. Is it going to be there tonight?
Maybe if it that was our first time playing it, so we'll see. We're gonna sound check with it, and we'll see if we bust it out or not. But it's quite possible.
All right. Well, you know, I'm gonna tell you from this side of the room here, it sounded fantastic. So you guys are already on it. Hopefully, it sounds good there. But again, it's Martin Courtney. He's gonna be at the Echo tonight. New album is Many Moons. Thank you so much for stopping on by today.
Thank you.
All right.